views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you're listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ. 1230 a.m. Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. And have we got a show for you today? We have got Brian in the house. Hello there, Brian.
Good evening, everybody. How's everything going today?
It's going good. It's going good. You're doing good with your little coffee.
Oh, thank you. And I got to know, how did you knew what I had. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm not letting you get away with that one.
No, you're not. Who do we have for a guest today?
Today we have John Monroe, who's a natural vision improvement educator. And he's going to be talking a little bit about nutrition and your eyesight during the show, which I'm sure you're going to want to listen to, Brian.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Before we bring John on, I am going to talk a little bit about how he has affected my life. Now, I've had bad eyesight my whole entire life. Actually, when I was 7 years old, I got glasses, and I was amazed. I don't know how long I probably needed the glasses before I got them, because after I got my glasses, I could see the leaves on the trees, whereas before it was just a big blur, green blur. So I thought that was really amazing, and the first thing I said when I wore my glasses and went outside was, oh my gosh, I can see the leaves on the trees, you know? Then, you know, as I got older, I had contact lenses, but the eyesight just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then finally, when they had the corrective eye surgery, I did have that done. I did not have LASIK or PK or PRK, whatever it's called. I didn't have either one of those. I had a different technique where they went in and they reshaped the cornea. And that was a rather traumatic experience for me, because they said it was going to be easy. And most patients were okay the next day, you know, going into the doctor's office, having the checkup after the surgery, and with no, you know, they were fine with no pain. Well, it wasn't like that for me at all. Even though they did one eye at a time, both eyes swelled up, and it was very, very painful. In fact, it took me a week to recover. And lo and behold, it turned out I was allergic to every pain medication known to man to make it more comfortable. So it was not a very nice experience. But the good news was is that after the surgery, I could see, you know, and I didn't have to wear glasses or contact lenses or anything. But then about 14 years ago, I went into interior design school. And we were doing all this drafting, and which you learn how to do in interior design school. You have to. That's what an interior designer knows how to do. And we're doing everything at a quarter-inch scale. Well, lo and behold, after a year of this, my eyesight started going bad, and I had to go into reading glasses, cheaters, as they're called. And I realized this was happening when I tried cooking without my glasses and reading the recipe, and I thought it said to put in a tablespoon of salt into a dish I was making when it said to put in a teaspoon of salt. And so, as you can imagine, the dish did not turn out very well, and that's when I realized that I had better, you know, wear the cheaters more than I really wanted to. And then as years went by, the eyesight was getting worse and worse, and you know, I couldn't even go into a restaurant and order off the menu without using my cheaters, my glasses. So I was getting pretty tired of, actually, to tell you the truth, I'm getting pretty tired of wearing the glasses, the cheaters and everything. And because as the years go by, the eyes get worse. And, you know, and I swore I would never become one of those crazy old women who would put down their glasses somewhere and then forget where they put them. And then they're running around trying to find them because they can't see to do anything without the glasses. And I turned into that. That's what I was doing. And my dad was out visiting and he was laughing at me. He was like, oh my gosh, you know, and I've got, I don't know, four or five pairs of these cheaters and I still managed to lose them. But anyway, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. So I was getting very frustrated with this and I put the intention out there that I was going to find a way to cure my eyesight, to get me out of these cheaters and have perfect vision. And I figured, well, you know, if I can cure myself of hypothyroidism and IBS, I most certainly can find a way to cure myself of this problem of not being able to see without cheaters. And I was, they do have surgery for that, but I refused to do that because after my last experience and how horrific it was, I didn't want to put myself through that again. So I said, there has got to be a better way. So lo and behold, John Monroe contacts me. Now, he's a natural vision improvement educator. And he has a program that was developed by Dr. Becker. And she's the founder of the Self-Help Vision Care. And I was very curious as to what he had to say, and so I tried it. And that is going to actually lead me to What the Bleep Is That?
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Say what? Okay, the What the Bleep of That comes actually, it's a quote from Dr. Becker. And she says, glasses are not the cure. They are a transitional tool. So What the Bleep is, what's up with all these glasses? You know, everybody's wearing glasses here in the United States. And John's probably going to shed some light on that. He is, actually, when we bring him on, as to why that is. But you don't have to wear glasses. You can improve your eyesight naturally. And I followed the self-help vision care that John Monroe gave me. And lo and behold, I think it's only been 3 weeks, John, is that right? 3 weeks that I've been doing this?
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks, and it's Dr. Banker, not Becker.
Oh, did I say Becker?
Yeah, it's Banker.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
it's been
sorry.
About 3 weeks now. You've been working with the self-help vision care kit.
Yes, yes, and I am out of my cheaters this weekend. I went to the restaurant for the first time with my husband. We went out to dinner Saturday night, and I was able to read the menu without my glasses. So, this program works, and it is Dr. Banker. I don't know why I said Becker. It's plain as day right here, Dr. Banker. Anyway, right. This program works, and I'm just so grateful to you, John, for all the work you do to bring this program to other people. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show today, because I get approached as a radio host. I get approached to do testimonials for a lot of products and to promote a lot of products, and I won't do it unless they absolutely work. And all my listeners know actually, this is the first time I've actually plugged a product. So I'm very happy to have you here to help other people get out of their glasses and to help them with their eyesight naturally right. Without surgery. Now, John, what got you started in this?
Well, I met Dr. Banker in 1991 as a patient. And I had radial keratotomy done to my eyes in 1980. It was supposed to get me out of my glasses, and you know, it wouldn't take that long to do it and everything. So I tried it, and it only improved my eyesight about 50%. I still had to wear glasses, even though the lenses were thinner. But about 9 years later, in 1989, I had all kind of major eye problems develop from having that surgery. I had a lot of bad side effects develop from it. And someone introduced me to Dr. Banker, and she you know, was doing everything non-surgically, no drugs, you know. It was more like holistic ophthalmology. Even though she was a trained cataract surgeon and a medical doctor, you know, it was kind of, you know, different approach to doing this. And that's kind of how I got started. I was seeing her, and then before long, I started working at her clinic with her. And I started working there in August 1993. And I've been working here ever since then. I've been doing this over 20 years now.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. And I'm glad you do. So what exactly is this self-help vision care?
Well, what it is, it's a way to eliminate your need for glasses, contact lenses, reading glasses, bifocals, trifocals. It's also how you learn how to prevent and improve eye diseases without any drugs or surgery, working with this program. And if we catch eye diseases like cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, there's all kind of eye problems people have, blepharitis, iritis, uveitis, you know, poor night vision, floaters. I mean, it just goes on and on. But we work with all these and help people improve these conditions. And if you catch these things early enough, we can usually reverse them. If an eye disease gets too developed, it just spreads too much. It's, you know, harder to reverse these. But the biggest thing we try to teach people is how to prevent getting eye diseases. And basically glasses and contacts and reading glasses and bifocals and trifocals and all this, they let your vision get worse over the years. When your prescription gets stronger and stronger over the years, you're becoming more blind, and there's something that's causing that. And all the glasses and contacts and things do, they just help you see better. They help the symptom, not the cause of the problem. And that's where Dr. Banker did 22 years of research on this in her clinic, and she went to universities for 15 years out of high school. And she worked on these eye diseases and figuring out what's causing these problems. You know, why are people getting macular degeneration? What's causing these cataracts? So over the years, she developed the self-help vision care kit, and people can get this and use it at home. They really don't have to go anywhere to do it, and it's for all ages. We've had, you know, adults will get these and learn how to use them, and they'll teach their children how to do these eye exercises and things. And
that's very interesting, John. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to talk more about how this kit can help you, because it really does work. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Danger in the shape of something wild. Stranger dressed in black, she's a...
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at VoicesOfWomenToday.com. That's VoicesOfWomenToday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We've got John Monroe here, natural vision improvement educator, and he's talking about ways to heal your eyesight without surgery or using glasses. And so we're talking about Dr. Banker's self-help vision care program. So, John, why don't you finish telling us more about that?
Right. Before the break, I was explaining a little bit how I met Dr. Banker and things. And, you know, when I called you, I'm always looking around for radio programs. We do them around the country. I do the shows. And I had found your show, and I called you. And I guess it was maybe a month ago or 3 weeks ago, you got one of our vision improvement kits I sent you so you could work with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were having trouble with your reading vision, and that's called presbyopia, when you have trouble reading small print. So I showed you how to do the exercises, and you started working with them. And I think today you're reading the 20/20 line on the eye chart in the kit. So that's, you've gone from 20/70 to 20/20 in like 3 weeks. And you can keep working with this. You might not have to do it as often, and you can keep your reading vision working just fine. And you can also work on your distance vision, even though you've had you probably had radial keratotomy, didn't you?
It's the one where they reshaped the cornea.
That's the one. That's the one they did back in the early stages. LASIK
surgery.
It's
not the one where they cut through the eye.
Yeah.
They just shaved it down.
Right.
Is that radial keratotomy?
Well, the radial keratotomy, they put little incisions in the cornea, like cutting up a pie. And then they put a patch over your eye, and it kind of pushes on the cornea and flattens it as it heals.
Yeah, no.
So you probably had the LASIK surgery done.
No, this is LASIK. Believe it or not, LASIK surgery came out like 2 months after I had it done.
Well, it might have been radial keratotomy. I don't know.
But anyway, they reshaped the cornea, but they didn't slice in. They just
had another procedure they were doing for it. But anyway, you did real good, and I mean, did you? You didn't find the exercises to be that hard to do. I mean,
no, they're easy.
Yeah,
actually they're kind of fun.
Yeah, they're kind of strange how they work, but they're from different countries like China and Tibet, India, Western medicine. The whole kit's combined of information that Dr. Banker found about improving eyesight, and then she would work on patients in her clinic with it and see what worked and what didn't, and she would, you know, put it in the kit. And over the years, you know, that kit's been, you know, updated and more information put in it and changes made to it. So it's pretty well refined after 22 years of research and study in her clinic. And we also work with all the different eye diseases, and we work with weight loss and cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure, you know, arthritis and gout, a lot of different things that people have, menopause, just all kind of problems that can affect how you're feeling. And, you know, if you're not feeling good or you're upset, that can affect your eyesight too. You know, being angry or being emotionally upset, tired and fatigued, you know, being stressed out. There's a lot of different things that can cause the outer eye muscles that move the eye around to tighten up and hold tension and cause near and farsightedness. And people that are too near and farsighted, they start getting over a -8, their prescription, you know, they're getting pretty nearsighted. they're prone to having a detached retina or a retinal tear or developing floaters, because when you're near a far side of your eyes being more egg-shaped, it's more elongated. And the inner lining of the eye is the retina, which is about the thickness of tissue paper. So if the eye gets too elongated, that tissue can actually tear or detach. And that's a severe problem to have.
So, yeah, that happened to my step-mother-in-law about a year ago.
And
it was not, she had to have surgery, and then she had to lay on her stomach for like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was, I don't know how she got through that. I don't know if that ever happened to me.
They reattach the retina, and then they put a gas bubble in there, and that floats up against the retina. That's why she had to lay on her stomach, so that bubble would float up against the retina and help hold the tissue there so it could heal back. And, you know, the thing about a detached retina or retinal tear, if you're ever sitting there with your eyes shut and you start seeing flashes of light, like lightning bolts and flashes going on, you should definitely go see an ophthalmologist like the next day, make an appointment as soon as possible, and go in and have your eyes examined and let them check your retina. Or if you wake up and all of a sudden part of your visual field is just black, you know, you can't see anything over here, but out here you can, and you've had a detached retina, and you need to have it looked at right away, because you only have like a 10-day window to have that surgery done to repair the retina where it'll heal back good and you'll be able to see again. If you wait longer than that, it might reattach, but you might not have your eyesight back as good as it was. You need to take care of this right away, any kind of detached retina or retinal tear. And
yeah,
we actually do workshops in different cities on natural vision improvement, and we go over all this at the workshop. You get one of the vision improvement kits at the workshop, and we're there all day. It's from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. We take a break for lunch from 1 to 2, and I do it at a hotel where they have a nice meeting room. And
yeah,
and
you got one coming up here soon in June.
Yeah, right. It's going to be in Mystic. I was going to try and do it in Westerly, but I couldn't find a hotel with a big enough meeting room. So in Mystic, there's the Hilton Mystic Hotel, and that's where we're going to do it over there. It's right across the bridge there over the river. And, you know, people come in, and I put two people per six-foot table, so it's like classroom style. And we're in there all day working on the kit and going over all this information. And I've had people right there at the workshop, you know, seeing better, and they just can't believe it. They're like, wow, you know, they've never seen this stuff. And they're pretty amazed with it by the end of the workshop. So our next one in Mystic is coming up Saturday, June 28th. We're going to do that at the hotel over there. And like I said, it's right across the river there from Westerly. And there is, you know, we do charge a fee for the workshop. I'm located in Boulder, Colorado, and me and my partner, Jeannie Mainzer, she's a kinesiologist. She works with me on this. She worked with Dr. Banker in her clinic out here in Boulder. And we do the workshop together, so there's two of us doing it. And we can have, you know, 15 to 30 people at the workshop, you know, during the day. But it's kind of amazing. You see all the different people there and all the different eye problems they're having, and it's pretty interesting stuff to see.
Yeah, well, I was amazed because after my first session with you, I could see my eyes were getting, and my eyesight was getting better. I mean, it was crazy. And
yeah, just after a few minutes, you went from like 20/70 to 20/50.
Yeah, yeah. So it's yeah, it just blows my mind, actually. You know, I just think that everybody should, you know, if you have eye problems, you definitely should check this out, because it really does work. Now, explain to us why it is in the United States that so many people wear glasses, but if you go like to China or India, that's not the case.
Well, say, for instance, in India, they have big eye clinics around there. But when you go in it, they don't give you glasses. They teach you eye exercises and acupressure points to work on and reflexology and your diet and your attitude. And it's called Ayurvedic medicine. And China, the same thing. You know, over there, it's mandatory every day. They stop and do Tai Chi and eye exercises every day in schools and factories in that country. And only about 10% of the people in China even wear glasses. But in the United States, it's an epidemic. If you lined up 10 people, probably 5 or 6 of them are wearing contacts or glasses or readers. And they just don't know about these eye exercises and what to do about it. And when you go to see an eye doctor, all they basically do is prescribe glasses or contacts, or they do some type of surgical procedure. And that's the AMA medicine. I mean, that's what they do, but there are some people that do alternative work and holistic work, you know, and physicians heal people. Medical doctors do some type of surgery. So it's basically Dr. Banker, when she was going to university, she had trouble reading, and she got to where she couldn't even read. She was reading so much in medical school. She got wind of some eye exercises and started doing them, and in a month's time, she could read again. I mean, she had to hire someone to read for her. So it kind of got her on a different different approach to doing these things. And she saw the side effects of the eye surgeries and the drugs, and she kind of went down this road and studied Chinese medicine, Tibetan medicine, medicine of India, and Western medicine. She was an acupuncturist, an herbologist, a general practitioner, an MD. So she did all types of stuff. You know, she was a specialist.
Yeah, very special woman, very, very special woman. And we're grateful that she brought this to us. And unfortunately, she's no longer with us. She has passed, but we are very grateful for her technique. So nutrition does play a huge role in your eyes. And we're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to explore how nutrition does affect your eyesight and what you can do. And that is probably one of the reasons why my eyesight improved as quickly as it did, not only with the exercises, but because I'm a nutritional consultant and I eat right.
So, hey, you have a good diet.
Yes, and I eat for my eyesight. So we're going to talk about how you can do that when we come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We'll be right back.
Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show Awaken to a New Reality will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We've got John Monroe here, natural vision improvement educator, educating us about how to heal our eyesight naturally. And we're going to talk a bit about how nutrition does play a role in your eyesight. But before we do that, I just thought of something that I wanted to ask John during the break. And that is, in this world of technology, you know, we've got all the computers now, and then you've got those electronic reading devices, the Nook and the Kindle. How are these bad for our eyes?
Well, computer screens can put out some radiation and glare. After you're on the computer for a while, your eyes can get a little cloudy or dry and itchy. And then the smaller devices, you know, straining your eyes to read them, and I'm sure they're using microwave, waves to do operate those things. So microwave is something to watch out for. Even in Wi-Fi, the signal is a microwave signal. And cell phones use microwaves, and so there's a lot of talk of them causing, you know, cancer or developing. Cancer cells are just deformed cells. They're pretty much damaged by free radicals. But, microwaves, they're saying, can cause, you know, cancer cells to develop.
Well, so yeah, they can. I did a whole show on microwaves, and that's the worst way you can ever cook your food. So breaks down the molecular structure of your food and turns it into a carcinogen. So
that's what Dr. Banker always said. It ruins, you know, it affects the molecular structure of the food at the subatomic level. And when you're eating it, there's just hardly any nutritional value to it.
Right.
And it's been frozen, and then you microwave it, and it's really not very nutritious at all.
Yeah.
So microwaving isn't good, but nutrition is real important to the eye. The eye is, a real sensitive part of the body. It's like the thermometer of the body, and it's real sensitive to everything you're doing, food you're eating, toxins you might be breathing in or drinking from the water, like chlorine or arsenic or, you know, fluoride, and then auto exhaust, and just, you know, all this stuff gets into the body. Artificial colors and flavors and ingredients in the foods that they're selling, the GMO poisons that are out there now, it all can affect the eye and the liver, you know, the kidneys. They have a big part to do with how the eye is seeing. But the big problem of the eye is keeping it hydrated. And a lot of people develop floaters, and that's you might notice a black dot or a little hair or a little spider-looking thing floating around in your visual field. And that's called a floater. And what it is, the retina is the inner lining of the eye. It's like a tube and a tire. And then it's about the thickness of tissue paper. And the retina is clear. You can see right through it. But on top of the retina, there's a thin coating of jelly. It's called vitreous gel. And it's kind of like Vaseline. And then the rest of the eye is full of aqueous humor, which is the consistency of egg white. But what is floating around in your eye is where some of that vitreous jelly is actually broken loose from the eye, and it's floating around in your field of vision. And a lot of times that's from being too near or far-sighted, or the eye's too dehydrated inside. It's not moist enough, and that jelly can dry up and break off. And sometimes if that jelly breaks off, it can put a hole in the retina, a tiny little hole, and then the fluid in the eye can slowly work its way in there. And if you don't do something about it right away, you can have a retinal detachment from just some of that vitreous gel breaking off. So it's real important to keep the eyes hydrated. And then you got cigarettes, all the chemicals in the cigarettes, and then alcohol is real bad for dehydrating the eye. So you have to drink teas and juices and fluids throughout the day, you know, to help you keep dehydrated. And there's other things you can do to help keep the body more hydrated. You know, there's vitamins you can take and other supplements and foods you're eating to help hydrate the body.
Yeah, so just as your water is important to your body, it's very important to your eyes as well. So you want to make sure.
Magnesium helps you absorb water. You know, it's good for you too.
Yeah, so, and that's 500 milligrams a day of magnesium. In the United States is magnesium.
Yeah.
So that's so you want to make sure you're getting plenty of magnesium.
Yeah, that stuff's great.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D3 is another good one that's real good for the retina, but it also supports 36 of your organs. It helps boost your immune system and supports the gut. Anything that supports your gut helps your immune system. And vitamin D3 is real good for the retina. We use that a lot for people with macular degeneration and have had retinal surgery. And then we use a lot of different Chinese herbal medicines from China for treating these eye problems. Dr. Banker learned all about the Chinese medicines. And then we have supplements and herbs and vitamins and foods that you can eat, the bad foods, the good foods. Sugar is real hard on the eyes. And, you know, being exposed to a lot of sunlight, that can cause cataracts to grow and damage the retina, causing retinitis pigmentosa. That's a problem with the rods and cones that are in the retina. When you're outside and it's daylight, the cones come out and they pick up all the color, and then the rods come out at night and help you see better at night. They help you see dark colors. And so retinitis pigmentosa, we see a lot of people like roofers and lifeguards and truck drivers, you know, people outside a lot, and they're not wearing sunglasses with UVA and B protection. You know, they're getting cataracts and macular degeneration a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's important to make sure that you have proper sunglasses.
Right. And you should use a black lens in your sunglasses. Any other color lens, when the light particles from the sun come through the lens, the colored lens changes the frequency that these particles are vibrating at, and that's not good for your retina or your lens. But a black lens in your sunglasses is neutral. So when the particles go through the black lens, it doesn't change the vibration of the particles. And Dr. Banker always really stressed that about the lenses, you know. And it's good to use a wraparound frame. You get more protection. And you want to use a polarized lens. That helps cut down on glare. And Ray-Ban and Polaroid sunglasses, you know, some decent sunglasses. You want to make sure it says 100%. UV protection A and B. So there's two types of UV protection.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to wear those if you're going to be out in the sun more than, you know, 5 minutes. You know, put on your sunglasses to help protect your eyes.
So now, in certain parts of the country, people are very deficient in vitamin D.
Right.
Because there's not a whole lot of sun, like especially here in the Pacific Northwest. This winter's
for
killing
people
me,
that work indoors all day.
Mm-hmm. So do you notice that in those parts of the country, are people in those conditions that they are more prone to eye diseases?
Yeah, a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D3. And a lot of problems with macular degeneration is poor circulation of blood to the eye. If you look at the retina, there's tiny little blood vessels that come into the retina, and they're the size of a human hair. They're very small blood vessels. They're like the blood vessels in the kidney or the brain. They're really tiny. And if they don't let enough blood, oxygen, nutrition into the retina, that's a big problem with the macular degeneration. The cells start swelling up and dying because they're not getting enough blood and oxygen and nutrition into the retina. And these blood vessels, they come into the upper part of the back of the eye and the lower part of the back of the eye on the retina, but they don't come into the central part of the eye, or you would see them in your visual field when you're looking at things. So it's real important that they have good blood flow so that the blood and oxygen and nutrition can work its way into the central part of the back of the eye. That's where the macular area is. That's what you see with. So these little blood vessels can have plaque and calcium build up in them. Another problem is people have blood cell clumping, or it's called rouleau or blood cell aggregation. It's where the red blood cells are sticking together like a roll of quarters. And they can't go through these tiny blood vessels and the capillaries and microcapillaries in the retina.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting, John. We're going to have to take another quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. And also, again, we want to talk about your seminar that you've got coming up in June. Yes, because we want to make sure everybody gets this information.
Yeah.
And also how they can get a hold of you, you know, if they can't make it to the seminar. So, all right. So, yes, you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me?
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
And now, the Michelle Bonds Philosophy Tip of the Day.
Philosophy Tip of the Day comes from Mother Teresa. And we're doing this because, believe it or not, your mindset can affect your eyesight. So I want to help put you in a very good mindset. And Mother Teresa says, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God, and it never was between you and them anyway. Mother Teresa. Yeah, so think about that a minute and meditate upon it. So do good anyway, and be grateful for every moment that you have, and raise your energy level so that you can manifest the world of your dreams. And just like that, I've been working on raising my energy level, and I put it out there that I wanted my eyesight to be healed without any surgery or drugs or anything and not have to wear these stinking cheater glasses. And lo and behold, it happened. So my request was answered. So, John, you have got a seminar coming up here in June. Tell our listeners about the seminar again.
Well, it's just basically the Dr. Banker Natural Vision Improvement Workshop. It's more of a workshop because we're working on this kit all day and taking notes and doing exercises and covering all these different problems. And the next one it's going to be in Mystic, Connecticut, and that's right over the river there from Westerly, and that's at the Hilton Mystic Hotel. It's from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. We take a break for lunch from 1 to 2. It's, you know, all types of people go to this. You know, some people even bring their kids with them. You know, there is a fee for the workshop. And the next workshop we're going to do is it's on Saturday, June 28th in Mystic. And anybody needs any information on this, they can just call me at the office. I'm in here 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I'm on Mountain Time in Boulder, Colorado. And all of the workshops that we're doing, they're listed on my website. And there's a description of the workshop. And, you know, there's radio shows that we're doing you can listen to. And then our products, you can see them and read about what we do. And the website address is just drbanker.com. It's drbanker.com. And you can't order products through our website. You need to call us. I need to talk to you and find out what problem you're having and get some history on you and things like that. But you can see our products. And my phone number here in Boulder, Colorado is 303-494-4532. And the website is BANKER.com. And if you click on the seminar button, you can see where our workshops are that are coming up and expos. And if you click the media button, you can see the radio interviews we're doing and then the products link. That's for our products. And my phone number again is 303-494-4532.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. During the break, we were talking about coffee and how the tannins in coffee really can affect your eyesight.
Right.
And so it's not just coffee. So what else does – it's not just in coffee. What else is your tannin?
Well, coffee, coffee and regular iced teas, like there's certain regular brands of iced tea, and then your black tea and chai tea and coffee, they're full of tannic acid, T-A-N-N-I-C. It's not just the caffeine that's bad, but even decaffeinated coffee and teas have tannic acid in them. All your herbal teas are fine. The green tea, the white tea, you know, blueberry tea is real good for the eyes, all your berries. And peppermint tea helps open up the blood vessels and dilates them. And nitrates help dilate the blood vessels in your body. So there are foods high in nitrate, you know, that you can eat and help open up the blood vessels for better circulation. And the tannic acid causes blood vessels to tighten up and constrict, and it can also lead to liver cancer. And you can read about tannic acid. And also the artificial sweeteners, they have methyl alcohol in them and aspartame, and the methyl alcohol is real bad for the optic nerve and the retina. And then the artificial creamers, and, you know, it's just, it's not a good thing to be doing all the time.
I don't think you should be doing that at all, actually.
Yeah, juicing and drinking fruit juices and vegetable juices and water and, you know, herbal teas are real good, green tea, white tea. There's other ways to go, and there's coffee substitutes you can get. And you can use agave nectar.
I don't agree with that, but anyway.
Well, anything's better than refined sugar.
You know? I say go with either organic sugar or honey or maple syrup. But
you like
there's a controversy out there about the agave nectar. So,
yeah, you like pure green stevia?
Yeah, stevia's good.
Yeah, well, that's
stevia,
another one, but... Yeah, the refined sugar is not good. Use brown sugar if you have to, or, you know.
Yeah, but, sugar in the raw, whatever it's called, if you can't.
Yeah,
get
coffee and your regular teas and black tea and chai tea, you really need to watch out with that stuff. It's really bad. Even just a cup or two a day, I mean, you're doing that every day, it's not good. It can really bother the liver.
Yeah, there was a coffee substitute. We're going to have to go here shortly. John, you said Ticino?
Yeah, Ticino.
Chino.
It's a good coffee substitute. T E E. The second word is C H I N O. And Ticino is real good. It tastes good. Mm-hmm. And guarana is a drop you can get. Guarana is just a liquid, and it's an herbal drop, and it gives you more energy. And all your orange fruits, when you drink those juices or eat them, they give you more energy.
Yeah, so there's
beets,
really no way.
You know, beets
no
give
reason.
You more energy.
Yeah, so there's no reason really to be having the coffee, except if people do get addicted to it. I know. I've been down that road. But you can wean yourself off of it, and it's best you do it and avoid the heck out of it if you possibly can and do
well,
some more natural stuff.
It's a big
Yeah, but
cause.
we've got to go, John.
All right.
Sorry, the end of the show is coming. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and make
All
sure
right.
that everybody knows how to get a hold of you. Go to his website, Dr. Banker, DrBanker.com. And you get all the information about his seminars or his workshops that he has coming up, and also his contact information so you can contact him and he can help you heal your eyesight. So thank you all for listening. I've really enjoyed having the show and giving all this information to you guys. And if you have any questions about what I do and the services I can offer, you can contact me at themichellebondshow.com. So God bless you all. You all have a very prosperous week, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.